Well, the Lord bless you. You just tuned into the radio broadcast on the airwaves of Healing Ministry, sponsored by the Christ Our Healing Church, the place where God is worshipped and his people are pure. There's the word of the Lord toward you on today's broadcast. God bless you. Well, the Lord bless you. It's a day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad to be in it. On today's broadcast, we're going to a message where I ministered March 4th. God bless you.
So Ephesians, the second chapter, two verses. 10th verse says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And I want you to turn over to St. Luke, the 17th chapter, one verse, the 15th verse. When you have it, say amen. Amen. "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God." Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word. Let your word come forth with power and demonstration. And we give you glory, give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, "March forth." Look at your neighbor again and say, "March 4th. All right. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. What's today? Oh, is it? Talk to you today just for a few minutes. As Paul is talking to the church of Ephesus, and he had to remind them, glory to God, of how good God is. Sometimes you tripping on how bad your life is going, but I promise you, if you let God work with you, he will take your bad stuff and turn it into good. He knows, he's good at it, because he knows how to take a mess and turn it into a miracle. And he knows how to take what the enemy meant for your evil and somehow throw a shando in the middle of it and give you a complete turnaround to make it work out for your good. Ezekiel said, "I saw him as a wheel in the middle of a wheel." That even though things were going one way, when he threw a shando in there, it threw and turned around another way. But when Paul was talking to the Ephesus church, he had to remind them that you are special to God and with God. And because he made you, he knows everything about you. So he said, he was talking to them. And when you read that whole second chapter of Ephesians, I don't have time to talk about it, but glory to God. But he talked about, it's by grace you're saved. And not of works. You know, I know people are trying to do this and that to try to make themselves look good, but I don't have to look good in front of God because he knows how bad I am. But grace is on my life that takes what it should be and makes it look like the blood of Jesus. Because I tell you, the blood makes everything look better. Glory to God. You just go and get a blood test. Glory to God. They evaluate your blood to see what's in it. Glory to God. I know what's in my blood. Amen. The Kenan DNA. And that comes with a whole bunch of issues. But what's in the blood of Jesus overrides every generational curse. Because the blood of Jesus know how to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And so he said, you're saved by grace and not of works. And because God is so good, he had to remind the saints. It says, "For you are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works." Believe me or not, believe me, you can believe me or not, but you was made for some good purposes. Glory to God. You was made for a good thing in the eyes of God. And when he made you, he made somebody special. Glory to God. Amen. I know you may not have been treated special in your life because of how you look, or you may have been labeled as special. Some of us been labeled as special. Amen. We was a little weird or a little different. But I tell you, God uses the weird people. Because he said, I called a peculiar people. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. It is something about weird people that got something royal inside of them. Glory to God. Because you're not trying to act like everybody else. I'm different and I know I am. I celebrate my difference because God want to use me the way that I am. Because I am different. And I don't have to look like you. I don't have to be like you. All I got to do is try to be like Jesus. Because Jesus was so enough different. Glory to God. Amen. When they slapped him, he turned the other cheek. Glory to God. Oh yeah, you got to be different to fight this world system. You have to be different. Somebody say different. So he said, we were created in his image, in his workmanship, because of good works for Christ, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And let me give you the definition. One of the definitions, the workman definition of workmanship is the degree of skill with which a product is made or a job done. So it's a degree of skill in which you were made or how you get the job done. It is like a report card. Oh, I know you're familiar with that because we all have gone to school and we had to impress the teacher. Oh, yeah, that's what we were doing, impressing the teacher. When we were doing our homework, we was impressing the teacher. When we was answering questions in class, we was impressing to the teacher. And you know how some of y'all sat in front of the class so you could get the teacher's attention and be the first one to answer the question, or you would bring them an apple or a drink because you wanted to impress the teacher, because the teacher was going to give you a grade. And then there was some system when I was in elementary school, they gave you a 1, 2, or 3. And then they had a little side notation, a pleasure to have in class. Glory to God. Amen. And so even though I may have had a low grade, Come on. They said I was a pleasure to have in class. Workmanship, the degree of a skill which a product is made or a job done. Amen. That God has given you so many things to do. That you were created for this. And even though you have opposition, and even though you have situations, and even though you have dilemmas, and even though you have circumstances, and even though you have problems, and even though you have crises, and you have fainting spells, and you have all kinds of crazy things that have happened, you were still created for Christ. And you are ordained to walk in them. So he didn't make something for you that you wasn't able to do. So I really like how there are some different versions of the scripture. The Amplified version says, for we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a work of art. Created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set so that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. Do you like how that sounds? That God prearranged you to have some good stuff. Prearranged you. That glory to God. Before the foundations of the world, he already prearranged it for the house that you lived in. And you think you got a good now, but he prearranged another one. Glory to God. That God want to show himself strong on your behalf. That you are happy, you're satisfied where you at, and God likes to bless grateful people. That you may not be asking for bigger, but sometimes he just want to give you bigger just to make more people talk. Have you ever moved out of one house, was already big, but God just decided to make something cheap for you so that you can get something bigger and pay less money? All right. Maybe you ain't seen that. Glory to God. The Jewish Bible says, for we are of God's making, created in union with the Messiah, Yeshua, for a life of good actions already prepared by God for us to do. God has already chosen you for some stuff, and he wants to use you to get it done. He has invested in you. When we talk about March 4th, he has invested in you that you can't stop. Even though you have some stopping situations in your life, Oh yeah, you got some stopping situations. The Message Bible says, now God has us where he wants us. With all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we probably go around bragging that we done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does. The good work he has gotten ready for us to do. Work we had better be doing. That God has called you, glory to God, to do some stuff for him that you don't have an excuse on why not to do it. You don't have an excuse to not do it. So when he tells you to march forth, even though you got trouble going on, you can't stop. Not for God. Because he created you for good works. I don't have time to talk about what kind of good works, but when you can testify the goodness of God and you still in the midst of hell. It takes some maturity. It takes a skill of completion to be able to testify of God's grace and mercy, of him working something out for somebody else while you waiting for him to work something out for you. Glory to God. You know how it is if we got upset with a certain restaurant. I got upset with Steak and Shake because they treated my wife badly. And they had her sitting in drive-thru for 45 minutes. Came back and took the food and didn't give her nothing. Gave her a refund but didn't give her nothing. So I got upset and I called corporate. And so I called corporate and they said, we are sorry, Mr. Keenan, for what has happened, but we will forward this to the office and we will hope to fix this. And so I made a post on Facebook, and then whoever was over Steak and Shake, they said, please inbox us and let us try to fix it. But I already had talked to someone. I wasn't going to talk to no team of people. You know that I ain't going to blast her name out, but you know old girl was a trip. Who was management, and then somebody who was my Facebook friend knew the person I was talking about because she hung up on me on the phone. A manager hung up on me on the phone. And she said, oh, and she slammed the door in my face while I'm in the drive-thru. So this person has already built a reputation in the social media world, and they happen to be in one of my Facebook friends to agree with me that, oh, yeah, she's trouble. And so corporate sent me a letter apologizing for what the service that we got. And they said, I appreciate you for letting us know the problem. Said, what happens is so many people don't tell us of the problems that go on and we can't fix it. So in our, what we're trying to do is fix it. We have given you this gift certificate in hopes that you would return to give us one more chance. Why the devil is mad at you is because you are Christ's workmanship. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And even when we mess up, grace is standing by. Yeah. Thus say, give them one more chance. Anytime, many times we failed and fall short of the glory of God and we've messed up and we've had people tell us, I thought you were saved. Have you ever had that talk to you? Glory to God. You got upset and I thought you were saved. The Bible didn't say I couldn't get upset. It just told me be angry but don't sin. And the stuff I used to do when I got upset, I didn't get to that point. I passed that test. Because I'm his workmanship and I've been created for this. And so because since I've been created for this, I have the ability to do what he's called me to do. So as we go back to St. Luke, and I'm about to close. Glory to God. Amen. I didn't read the whole scripture, but these boys, they had some issues going on. And they wanted some results. Now, if you're going to get anything, you're going to have to go to the one that can give you results. It was some lepers, and Jesus was happening to be passing by. And he went through Samaria, and Samaritans were half-breeds. They were Jewish people who mixed in with other cultures. And so they treated them, because they were kind of racist, and they treated them harshly. But Jesus knows how to walk right through racism and give you a breakthrough. He was walking through, and these 10 lepers saw him coming, and they just said, their voice, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So Jesus didn't start no prayer line because he didn't want to start no riot. You remember when the woman was at the well, and Jesus was talking about, "Give me something to drink." And she said, "Wait a minute, I'm a half breed. Y'all don't deal with us." Y'all know that story. You have to go and check that story out. But he said, "I must needs go through Samaria." And that woman went and preached him all over town. But he going through Samaria again. And I imagine that message that she preached put some faith in some people. And 10 lepers got together, and they, you know, it's good to get in cahoots with somebody that's going to agree with you. And they said, "Hey, Jesus, have mercy on us." Because lepers were not supposed to be close up on people. So they had to stay back a distance. And back in those days, they had to walk around and say, "Unclean, unclean, I'm dirty, don't get close to me. You might catch what I got." I wish the people who had the flu would walk around and say, "Unclean." They want to shake your hands after they cough all in it. That's why I start giving out fist bumps for winter. So I'm like, okay. But they said, "Have mercy on us." When he saw them, because when there's something good in you that's created by God and God wants you to use it, all he got to do is give you some instructions. Jesus said, "Go show yourself to the priest." He didn't have a prayer line. He didn't pull out the blessed oil. He didn't have no handkerchiefs, and I ain't got a problem with none of that. In this case, he said, "Go to church." And as they went, somebody say, "March 4th. See, you got to be able to keep marching even though doubt is fighting you. Because what I don't know what kind of conversations they was having, but Jesus just said, "Go show ourselves to the priest." You ain't supposed to go to the priest unless to get confirmation that you're clean. We going over there for? But he said, "Go show yourself." So the Bible said, as they went, they were cleansed. As they kept going, because doubt will keep talking to you and say, "Why are you walking this way? You know they ain't gonna let you in the palace, the pastor, the cat. You ain't, they ain't gonna let you in the church. Why are you going over this way? You got all these kind of issues. Ain't nobody trying to sit in. You know they're gonna sit you in a section all by yourself." Enemy will keep talking to you. Doubt will keep talking to you. Why you keep walking? You might as well go on back to where you come from. Why are you wasting your time? Why are you doing this? Because doubt will keep talking to you when you're supposed to get closer to your destiny. Doubt will all of a sudden come in your life. And all of a sudden you used to be confident about the things you used to do. But glory to God, when you start getting closer to your destiny, now you start getting very choicey, and something, a fear starts happening. I don't know what's going to happen if I get there and they don't know who I am. I don't know what am I supposed to do when I get there. I don't know, because sometimes you plan too much. You count for every step. But when you walk by faith, you can't count every step. All you got to do is keep trusting God and believing God and keep moving forward. Somebody say forward. So when you keep moving forward, glory to God, oppositions will try to hit you. Life challenges will try to hit you. But you still have to keep marching forward. Somebody say forward. So when it is, and when the lepers kept going, and the Bible says, and they were cleansed, one of them saw that he was healed. You got to start being perceptive about ourselves. You're going to have to start recognizing the signs. You're going to have to start paying attention to what's going on around you, because the other nine didn't notice, but one of them did. All you need to have is somebody in your group that has eyes to hear God and eyes to see, because you can see just a little bit God does. It's such a miracle to me. Glory to God. Amen. You may be praising God that you want $1 million, but I praise God when I find five. He get a praise report out of me when I find a $5 bill. Let me tell you the truth. He get a praise report out of me when I find a dollar. One of them realized he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice, because Jesus was still far away, and I still can't walk up on him, because I've been diagnosed with a disease that's contagious and you can't get close to me. But he said with a loud voice, I don't know what he said, but I imagine he said, thank you. I don't know what he said, but I imagine he'll say, glory. I don't know what he said, but I imagine he said, you did it again. So when he came and fell down on his face, giving him thanks, when you read, he was a Samaritan. He put his racism to the side and fell down on his feet. I know y'all don't like us and we don't like you, but I found out you better stop that not liking stuff, because you don't know who got your miracle. When he fell down and said, and Jesus said, well, were there 10 cleansed? Where are they at? And Jesus testified and said, they are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. So the other nine wasn't appreciative of their healing. But there's always one. God will never leave himself without a witness. Oh, there's always one that will go overboard. I'm one of them overboard praisers. That if something hit me in the middle of the street, you might see me dip. I'm one of them overboard praisers. Because I recognize how good God been to me. That I know I should have been dead a long time ago. But when I realized that God did it again, I turned back and I said, thank you. Because when you're marching forward, you got to realize you got the helmet of salvation. You got the sword of the spirit. You got the breastplate of righteousness. You got your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Glory to God. You're covered in the front. God got your back. So when I realize he does something else for me, I know I can look up, but I turn back and say, thank you. I'm trying to give up and throw in the towel, he's still right there in my back pushing me, because you're too close to what I put inside of you. You are my workmanship. I created you. I got a vouch for you, and better believe it, I'm going to take care of you. So it don't matter what people say to you. It's what God says, and he says, march forth. You're closer than what you are. You're closer than what you started. You're getting ready to walk into a brand new miracle, because you got to keep marching forward. Don't stop. Don't turn around. Don't give up. You got to keep marching forward. It doesn't matter who don't like you. It doesn't matter what they say. All you got to do is keep going forward, and every now and then come back and say, thank you. Probably from a mighty long way. Thank you. Old folks said, look where he brought me from. Brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Look where he brought me from. Won't you grab a neighbor by the hand and say, keep march forth in your spirit. You got to keep marching forward. Don't stop. Don't turn around. Keep going forward, because you've been created for this. You were created to walk into your destiny. You were created to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, march forward. So, grab somebody by the hand. Because you're getting ready to encourage the person's hand you're holding. Because some of you are ready to throw in the towel. Some of you are ready to quit. But God said, I need you to tell my people. They are too close to what I've already promised them. And the enemy is trying to get you to take a detour. And trying to get you to go another way. And trying to get you to miss your blessing. But don't miss your blessing in this season. Out of the 10, only one, 10% of the crowd only received and recognized where his promise came from. While he was on his way to the temple, he was miraculously healed. But the only one thoughtful enough to return and give him thanks. And there are people that are getting promotions, think they're getting it on their own. But God, you got to bless your people to get a promotion, because they're going to praise you for it. They're going to testify about it. They ain't going to think it's their good works or their good looks. They're going to say God did this, because there's going to be a person in the midst that still trusts God. Throughout all the mess they've gone through, they still trust God. And it's all going to be God that's going to give you a new house and give you new vehicles to drive, because you're going to be thankful. And the old folk used to taught us, the more you thank him, the more he'll bless you. And he's reigns over the just as well as the unjust. And so he'll be good to some stingy folk, but he's going to be better to some grateful people. And because we are grateful, because what I have, God gave it to me. He's the one that did it. He's the one that put me there. He's the one that gave me favor. He's the one that gave me grace. It's not a mountain.
Well, our time has come and gone. Meet us at Christ Our Healer, 6635 East 42nd Street. We're in the Greater Mount Calvary Building, 317-784-8957. Log on to the web, ChristOurHealer.org. We'll see you in the place where God is worshipped and his people are cured.